The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on April 21st, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number
7.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma, vijitatma jatendriya, sarvabhutatma bhutatma, kurvanapi nalipyate. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma, vijitatma jatendriya, sarvabhutatma bhutatma, kurvanapi nalipyate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, and who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. Though always working, such a man is never entangled. Purport. One who is on the path of liberation by Krishna consciousness is very dear to every living being, and every living being is dear to him. This is due to his Krishna consciousness. Such a person cannot think of any living being as separate from Krishna. Just as the leaves and branches of a tree are not separate from the tree. He knows very well that by pouring water on the root of the tree, the water will be distributed to all the leaves and branches. Or, by supplying food to the stomach, the energy is automatically distributed throughout the body. Because one who works in Krishna consciousness is servant to all, he is very dear to everyone. And because everyone is satisfied by his work, he is pure in consciousness. Because he is pure in consciousness, his mind is completely controlled. And because his mind is controlled, his senses are also controlled. Because his mind is always fixed on Krishna, there is no chance of his being deviated from Krishna. Nor is there a chance that he will engage his senses in matters other than the service of the Lord. He does not like to hear anything except topics relating to Krishna. He does not like to eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. And he does not wish to go anywhere if Krishna is not involved. Therefore, his senses are controlled. A man of controlled senses cannot be offensive to anyone. One may ask, why then was Arjuna offensive in battle to others? Wasn't he in Krishna consciousness? Arjuna was only superficially offensive because, as has already been explained in the second chapter, all the assembled persons on the battlefield would continue to live individually as the soul cannot be slain. So spiritually, no one was killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Only their dresses were changed by the order of Krishna, who was personally present. Therefore, Arjuna, while fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, was not really fighting at all. He was simply carrying out the orders of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Such a person is never entangled in the reactions of work. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, to become Krishna conscious does not mean that one has to become inactive. Indeed, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita how one can be active while being inactive. So how is that possible? That you can actively be inactive. What that means is this. In this material world, activity normally generates karma. When you perform an activity, then you oblige yourself to get the reaction of that activity. That activity keeps you entangled in this material existence. But by performing devotional service, that activity of bhakti or devotional service to Krishna is considered to be inactivity. Because it does not generate any reaction. It is karma-free activity. Therefore it is called inactivity. So, this is why Krishna explains here. Though always working, such a man is never entangled. Just consider how active was Arjuna. He was annihilating the enemy's soldiers in huge numbers. But yet he's not incurring any sinful reactions for doing that. Because it was completely under the order of Krishna. In complete dedication to the service of Krishna. So, are these points only for Arjuna? No, Krishna is not saying here that because you are working in devotion, therefore you are not entangled. He's not saying like that.
Krishna nesaka šeit, tāpēc, ka tu kal, darbojies
He is stating it as a general philosophical principle.
Viņš šeit to atzīmē kā pamatu filozofisku principu.
That one who works in devotion.
Tas, kurš darbojas ar garīgu kalpošanas atdevi.
You see, that person is not entangled.
Tāds cilvēks nesapinās.
So, that person can be you.
Un tāds cilvēks varat būt jūs.
You see, you can be that person who is not entangled in the reactions you're wearing.
Jūs varat būt tas cilvēks, kas nesapinās darbības augļos.
Krishna is not saying to stop acting.
Krishna nesaka, lai cilvēks pārtrauk darboties.
But he is saying to act in such a way that you are no longer entangled in the reactions of your work.
Bet viņš saka, ka jādarbojas tādā veidā, lai jūs nesapinaties vairāk darbības reakcijās.
Actually, when one acts for Krishna,
patiesībā, kad cilvēks darbojas Krishnam,
you can become even more active.
Jūs varat kļūt vēl aktīvāks.
Prabhupada said, actually, I am the biggest karmi. Nobody works harder than me. That's a fact. You see Prabhupada's daily schedule. He would take 2 hours of rest from 10 till 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. He would get up at midnight and start his translation work. Then after lunch he would take a nap for an hour and a half.
Un tad pēc pusdienām viņš pusotru stundu atpūtās.
Three and a half hours only of sleeping, and the rest of the time he is working very hard.
Viņš tikai gulēja 3.5 stundas un pārējā laikā ļoti smagi strādāja.
There was no such word as jet lag in Prabhupada's vocabulary.
Un Prabhupada's vārnīcā nebija tāda vārda kā jet lag, kas nozīmē, kad ir pēc pārlidojumiem, kad mainās laika zonas, kad ir
Wherever he would go, he would immediately plug into his daily schedule.
Un lai kur viņš neieradās, viņš momentā turpināja sekot savam ierastajam dienas režīmam.
So Prabhupada was a very, very active person.
Prabhupada bija ļoti aktīva persona.
Printing books,
rukāja grāmatas,
writing books, publishing books, managing a huge international society.
Rakstīja grāmatas, menedžēja milzīgu starptautisku organizāciju.
Writing thousands of letters to his disciples and other interested persons. I mean, his schedule, considering the age, he had suffered from 2 heart attacks on the way to the U.S., a third one in the U.S., but still he was, at 80 years old, he was pushing himself like an incredibly hard-working young man who only slept 3.5 hours a night.
Un neraugoties to, ka viņam bija 2 sirdslēkmes pa ceļam uz Ameriku, un trešā bija Amerikā, 80 gadu vecumā, viņš turpināja strādāt, guļot tikai 3.5 stundas.
So, someone who is Krishna conscious.
Cilvēks, kas ir Krishnas apziņā.
You see, work is not a drudgery for them.
Darbs viņu neizkaltē,
It's like sometimes people ask me, we tell them we do two around the world preaching tours every year.
Dažkārt cilvēki man jautā, kad es stāstu, kad mēs gadu laikā veicam 2 pasaules apceļojumus.
They say, aren't you tired?
Vai jūs nenogurstat?
Aren't you worn out from all this traveling?
Vai jūs nenogurstat no visu šīs ceļošanas?
But as I was telling Chaitanya Prabhu this afternoon,
bet kā es pēcpusdienā teicu Chaitanya Prabhu,
this life that a traveling preacher is like being a kid in a candy shop.
Šī ceļošana ir un sludināšana, tas ir būt kā bērnam saldumu veikalā.
Just nectar.
Vienīgs nektārs.
So, this Krishna consciousness movement
šī Krishnas apziņas kustība
is a wonderful opportunity
brīnišķīga iespēja
to enter into a lifestyle
uzsākt tādu dzīves veidu
where one can be very active and very enlivened 24 hours a day.
Kad cilvēks var būt ļoti aktīvs un ļoti iedvesmos 24 stundas diennaktī.
Simply by purifying the senses,
vienkārši attīrot savus maņorgānus, jūtekļus,
by engaging them in Krishna's service,
un iesaistot viņus kalpošanā Krishna.
And such a person is described here by Krishna,
un šeit Krishna apraksta šādu personību,
who brings his mind and senses under control,
kurš savu prātu un jūtekļus kontrolē,
is dear to everyone.
Un tāds ir, un šāds, šāda personība ir dārga ikvienam.
Everyone loves him.
Un ikviens mīl šādu cilvēku.
Why is that?
Un kāpēc tā?
Because everyone is dear to him. He loves everyone.
Tāpēc, ka ikviens ir dārgs šādam cilvēkam, un viņš mīl ikvienu.
You see, because he truly loves and appreciates everybody.
Un saprotiet, tāpēc, ka šāds cilvēks patiesi mīl un novērtē ikvienu.
Not just a show.
Ne tikai izrādās.
But he really loves and appreciates everyone.
Bet viņš mīl un novērtē ikvienu.
Therefore, everyone loves him.
Un tāpēc ikviens mīl viņu.
In exchange, you see.
Tā ir apusē apmaiņa.
He loves them, they love him.
Viņš mīl viņus, viņi mīl viņu.
So this is a lifestyle which is available to each and every one of us. We simply have to purify our senses by engaging them in Krishna's service. And this begins with which sense? Jivādho, Rūpa Goswami says. Means it begins with the tongue. And this is where the process of bhakti begins, with your tongue. What do you do with your tongue? You talk with your tongue. You vibrate sounds. And what is the other function? You eat, isn't it? So, if you will eat Krishna prasadam, and you will vibrate the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then the result will be that you will become a yogi, one who keeps his mind under control. And through this yoga system of linking with God at every minute, you will find you are living in a world which is free from anxiety. Because you will experience and perceive how Krishna is arranging everything perfectly for you at every minute. Suhridam sarvabhutanam. That person who is the best friend of every living entity, including you.
Tā dzīvā būtne, kas ir labākais ikvienas dzīvās būtnes draugs, ieskaitot jūs.
Sarva loka maheshvaram. He's controlling everything.
Viņš kontrolē visu.
He owns everything.
Viņam pieder viss.
And he's arranging everything just perfectly for you to come back to him as soon as possible. So when you begin to actually come out of the fog of material illusion, and can actually see how Krishna is arranging everything in a wonderful, compassionate way just for you, you will be astounded. You will feel great exhilaration. You'll be so enlivened. You see, extraordinarily blissful. That's called Krishna consciousness. So, in that such a state, you can become very, very actively engaged in your duties.
Un tādā veidā jūs būsiet ļoti aktīvi un iesaistīties savus pienākumus.
A businessman, he can become even more aggressive businessman.
Un biznesa cilvēks, viņš kļūst vēl agresīvāks biznesmens.
Because now he's making money for Krishna.
Tāpēc, ka tagad viņš pelna naudu Krishna.
Like on this battlefield, Arjuna was the most aggressive of all the warriors, you see. He was fighting for Krishna. So therefore he became even more aggressive, you see. So a Krishna conscious businessman, he can become the most aggressive businessman. Someone who is writing poetry, he can write the most beautiful poetry. Someone is putting on some drama, they can make the most well-produced drama.
Kādā veidā piedalās izrāžu tapšanā, varēs radīt visbrīnišķīgākās izrādes.
I remember back in 1975, I was with Srila Prabhupada in Atlanta, Georgia. That's Georgia, USA, not this Georgia. Yeah. Different Georgia. So, devotees put on a play about the Lord Chaitanya play, about the Kazi smashing the drum.
On Bhaktas bija uzvedoši lūgu, kurā bija par to, kā Kazi smashing the drum.
The Madanga drum.
Kā tas Kazi tur vienkārši salauž madangu.
It was so well done. It was amazing. I mean, they did it in front of Prabhupada.
Tas bija tik brīnišķīgi iestudēts, un viņi to Prabhupādas
atspriekšās. The costumes were first class, everyone played the roles so nicely, it was just amazing.
Visi ietēri bija tik brīnišķīgi, un visi tik brīnišķīgi spēlēja.
Just like a professional theatrical production. I mean, it was really, really good. The amazing thing was they had a regular clay madanga drum that was already broken on one side.
Un viņiem tā lieta bija tāda, ka viņiem bija mālam ritām, kas vienā bija daļai saplīsusi jau.
So they in the play they hid the broken side and then they right in front of Prabhupada they smashed the madanga drum. Prabhupada was amazed. Oh, they smashed the drum.
Un tā kā tā viena puse bija ieplīsusi, tad viņi to vienu pusi arī Prabhupāds atspriekšā arī satriec.
Some devotees got a picture of Prabhupada's amazement as he saw them smashing the drum. I would like to get a hold of that photograph. That was an amazing scene. So they were making a drama. They had first-class drama. So whatever talent, whatever ability you have, you
see,
you engage that in Krishna's service. And you make it the very best quality. If you're producing drama, make it better than Shakespeare, you see. Whatever you're doing, do it the best thing, because it's for Krishna. If you're cooking, we had this experience that people, you know, they cook for themselves for years and years, but they become a devotee and they start cooking, their cooking becomes 10 times better. Nobody would think of putting that much love into cooking when you're just cooking for yourself. But when you're cooking for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you can put everything into it. That's why nobody eats better than the Hare Krishna people. We have the best cuisine in the whole world. There's no competition. In fact, they even call us the kitchen religion sometimes. Jai Shishi Gornitai Shishi Radhadamadar. So, in this way, take your talents, take your abilities, use them for Krishna.
Tādā veidā, paņemiet savus talants un iesaistiet tos Krishnam.
This is Arjuna did.
Tā kā to darīja Arjuna.
And become perfect.
Un kļūstiet pilnīgi.
This is our Krishna consciousness movement.
Un tā ir mūsu Krishna sapziņas kustība.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Vai es jautāju vai kādi jautājumi? Kāda varētu būt vēl pilnīgāka jutīga kontrole, ja cilvēks jau sako 4 regulējušiem principiem, skaita džapu un baudu prasādam? If one is already following 4 regulated principles, chanting japa and eating only prasādam, what else one could do to control his senses even more?
Yes, carefully study the 10 namaparādas and carefully avoid the 10 namaparādas.
Uzmanīgi studējiet 10 namaparādas un centieties izvairīties no 10 namaparādām.
If you will focus on avoiding these 10 offenses while chanting the holy names, you will quickly become a pure devotee.
Ja jūs spēsiet izvairīties no šiem 10 apvainojumiem, kas iespējams svētā vārda atkārtošanas laikā, tad jūs ļoti ātri kļūsiet par tīru bhaktu.
At initiation ceremonies, Prabhupada wanted that these 10 naparād should be named.
Un Prabhupada vēlējās, lai iniciācijas laikā šīs 10 naparād, kas tiktu nosauktas.
The first one is the most important, actually, of all of them.
Un pirmā no tām ir vissvarīgākā no visām.
To not be offensive towards Vaishnavas.
Nebūt apvainojošam pret Vaishnaviem.
So, the positive side of that regulation means you should have loving relationships with devotees.
Tā pozitīvā puse no tā, ka jums ir jābūt vienmēr mīlestības pilnām attiecībām.
So if you'll strive to have quality relationships with all of the devotees, that will accelerate your spiritual advancement very quickly.
Ja jūs tieksieties pēc tā, lai jums būtu kvalitatīvas attiecības ar visiem bhaktām, tad tas noteikti virzīs jūsu attīstības priekšu.
You have to have firm faith that Krishna is the supreme. He's not just another one of the gods. You see, that's the second offense.
Un otrais apvainojums ir tāds, ka jums ir jātic, ka Krishna ir augstākā Dieva persona, ka viņš nav viens no padieviem.
Third offense is disobey the orders of the spiritual master.
Un trešais apvainojums ir nesekot garīgā skolotāja norādījumiem.
So someone may think, well, I know how to avoid that one. I just won't accept a guru. Then I won't have to be worried about disobeying him. Someone may think, well, I can avoid the third offense, disobeying the spiritual master, by not having one.
Kāds var iedomāties, trešo, to es varu ievērot tādā veidā, ka ja man nebūs garīgais skolotājs, tad es arī nekad nevarēšu pārkāpt šo nosacījumu un nesekot viņu norādījumiem.
But that doesn't work because Krishna is the original spiritual master. And he orders that you have to take a spiritual master. So, and Rupa Goswami confirmed them. Adau Gurashvayam. He says it begins with the tongue. He also says the first step is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Of course, in ISKCON, you can postpone it saying, well, there's so many gurus, I have to choose which one I want.
Protams, ISKCON, jūs varat it kā to atlikt, sakot, tik daudz guru, man grūti izvēlēties, kur lai izvēlās.
But, if you need a car, do you say, well, there's so many different car dealerships here in Riga, so I'm just going to go without a car?
Bet, pieņemsim, jūs vēlaties mašīnu, un tad jūs sakāt, jā, bet Rīgā ir tik daudz auto pārstāvniecību, un tāpēc man grūti izvēlties mašīnu, un rezultātā jūs paliekat bez mašīnas.
No, if you need a car, you go. You go to the Toyota place, you go to the Honda place, you go to the Renault place, you check out all the cars, and you get what you need.
Nē, jums vajadzīga mašīna, jūs aiziet pie Hondas, Toyotas pārdošanas dīleriem, Renault, un gal galā jūs izvēlaties mašīnu.
Otherwise, you can't get around town. You can't get around you can't move around the city if you don't have a vehicle. So one requires a spiritual master. So one should select a spiritual master and get on with one's business. Because that's when your spiritual life really starts accelerating when you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual
master.
I know from my own experience. I was thinking, well, I'll be a devotee of Krishna, but I won't be a disciple of the spiritual master. That mentality was holding me back from advancing. But when that day came and I realized that there'd be nothing more wonderful than giving my life to Srila
Prabhupada,
that's when my spiritual life took off like a rocket. So you need to come to that point. And then it'll just be like, a rocket taking off. Any other questions? Yeah?
Vai ir svētā vārda apvainojums, ja džapu skaita lekcijas laikā? Is it offense when one is chanting japa while during a lecture?
Somebody's chanting japa during my lecture?
Vai kāds skaita džapu lekcijas laikā?
Actually, if someone has rounds to do, they should go in a different room, yeah.
Jā, ja kāds nav pabeidzis savus apus, tad labāk viņam iet kādā citā telpā.
Because you're not able to pay full attention to your japa, nor are you able to pay full attention to the lecture.
Tāpēc, ka jūs nevarat nekoncentrēties uz savu japu pilnībā, ne uz lekciju.
So, better to get your rounds done. Yeah.
Un labāk, kad pabeidziet savus apus.
Next question.
Yeah. Ja es gribu attīstīt savu talentu biznesā, kā man izvairīties no tā, ka es iekrītu Rajagunā? If I'm going to improve my talent in business, how to avoid falling in Rajagun?
No, use Rajagun for Krishna.
Izmantojiet Rajagun Krishna.
Kshatriya means Rajagun, so Arjun, he was pure Rajaguni.
Kshatriya nozīmē Rajagun, un Arjun bija tīrs Rajaguni.
But by offering it to Krishna, it became transcendental Rajagun.
Bet piedāvāja to Krishna, tā kļūst par pārpasaulīgu Rajagun.
So you should become very passionate in your business to try to become the number one businessman, you see.
Jums ir jāpieta ļoti lielu deksmi savam biznesam, lai kļūt par numur viens biznesmen.
Prabhupada said like that. He said that Krishna conscious businessman, he can aspire to become the wealthiest businessman in the world.
Šīl Prabhupada teica, ka biznesmens, kas ir Krishna apziņā, viņam ir jātiecās kļūt par visbagātāko biznesmenu pasaulē.
So whatever your line of business, you should go to the top. Take your business to the top. You beat all the competition.
Lai kāds nebūtu jūsu biznes, jums ir jākļūst par labāko savā biznesā.
Just like our Guru Das, you see. He's in the radio business, he's wipes out all the competition.
Gurdās darbojas radio biznesā un cīnās ar saviem konkurentiem.
This is Krishna consciousness.
Tā ir Krishna.
For Krishna. Whatever you're doing for Krishna, you should be number one. You see.
Lai ko jūs darat Krishna, jums ir jābūt numur viens.
We want our devotees to be number one in every field. If you're a university, if you're a scholar, you should become the leading scholar.
Mēs gribam, lai baktis ir vadošo jebkurā jomā.
You're a songwriter, your songs should become the most appreciated songs in the whole world. Whatever you're doing, you should make it the best for Krishna.
Lai ko jūs darīt? Dariet to vislabāko Krishna.
Yes. Any other question?
Vēl jautājums?
Guru Maharaj, tāda doma ienāca prātā, ka parampara ir, nu, teiksim, no septiņiem gosvāmī sākusies un beidzis, teiksim, jūsu līmenī. Vai nesanāk tā, ka tā milzīgā pieredze uzkrājas tik lielā spēkā, ka faktiski iznāk, ka jūsu paaudzi parunāja par paaudzi?
Vai nav tā, ka uzkrājoties paramparas laikā uzkrājoties pieredzē, vai nesanāk tā, ka tagad jūsu paaudze ir varanāka par Prabhupādas paaudze? It occurred to me that parampara that started with six Goswamis and now is and now you are continuing this parampara. Isn't it that pieredze bija? Is experience that has been accumulated during all these years makes your generation of preachers more powerful than previous acharyas.
Actually, it is described something like this.
What is it by aprakstīts sekojoši?
Shuka means parrot.
Shuka nozīmē papagailis.
So, our acharya, our leading acharya of preaching Krishna consciousness. He is called Shukadev Goswami. Why is he called Parrot? Parrot Goswami. Parrot has a twofold meaning.
Tur ir divas nozīmes šim vārdam, papagāls.
One meaning is, you can train a parrot to say anything. And he won't know what he's saying. He just says it because he's a dumb bird. Of course, in Taviuni Island, in the South Pacific, there's one parrot. And he goes, Eddie Bird! Eddie Bird! Eddie Bird! But he doesn't really know what he's chanting. He's just thinking, if I do this, I will get some food. So when he goes Haribol, then the devotees give him, oh, he wants to give him some prasadam. He's chanting Haribol. So he doesn't have any comprehension of what he's saying. So that is one meaning of parrot. You see. He just blindly repeats what he has heard with no comprehension. So do you think that is the meaning of Shukadeva Goswami? He's just a blind repeater? No. The other meaning of Shuka is this. When the parrot pierces the mango fruit with his beak, the mango becomes even sweeter. So this is why Shukadeva is called Shuka or parrot. He heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, Srila
Vyasadeva.
But when he spoke the Bhagavatam to Parikshit
Maharaj,
it became even sweeter. And Sudha Goswami was there hearing Shukadeva Goswami explain it to Parikshit. He explained that same Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages of Namisharanya. And when he did that, the Bhagavatam became even sweeter. With each successive link in that chain of disciplic succession, it gets sweeter, 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 sweeter.
Un ar katru nākamo posmu šajā māsekļu pēcticībā tas kļūst arvien saldāks un saldāks un saldāks.
So it is a fact that the potency is increasing with each successive generation.
Jā, un tas ir fakts, ka varenības spēks palielinās ar katru nākamo paudzi.
In the line of disciplic succession.
Māsekļu pēcticībā.
You see, Prabhupāda said, I have done 10 times more than my spiritual master.
Prabhupāda teica, es izdarīju vairāk, 10 reizes vairāk nekā mans garīgais skolotājs.
And now you are my disciples.
Un tagad jūs esat mani mācekļi.
Now you must do 10 times more than me.
Jums ir jāizdara 10 reizes vairāk nekā es.
So, in this way, the disciplic succession, the potency and the power increases.
Un tādā veidā mācekļu pēcticības spēks un varenība palielinās.
For those who strictly follow the Sampradaya line.
Tiem, kas cieši seko Sampradayas līnijai.
Any other questions?
Jautājumi?
Yeah.
How it happens that spiritual knowledge can burn down any karmic reaction, as Krishna told Arjuna that he would cut with a sword of knowledge, he should cut his karma.
Kā tas ir iespējams, ka ar garīgiem zināšanām ir iespējams sadedzināt materiālās karmas reakcijas? Ar zināšanu zobenu ir iespējams sacirst, kā tam būtu točnā? The question is, how is it possible that by spiritual knowledge it is possible to burn down karmic reactions, as it is explained in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna says that by sword of knowledge you can destroy karma?
Yeah, there's bhakti gyan, which is When you have the knowledge of devotional service and engage in devotional service,
kad jums ir zināšanas par garīgo kalpošanu, jūs šīs zināšanas
that will destroy all of the karmic reactions.
Tas iznīcina visas karmiskās reakcijas.
Gyan and vigyan. Knowledge itself, jnana, with no practical application, that will not destroy the karma. Jnana yoga cannot become perfect until it is overcoated with bhakti. That bhakti element must be there. But that jnana, that bhakti gyan, applied bhakti gyan, yes, it completely burns up all karma. Does that answer your question?
Vai tas nozīmē, ka visi tie cilvēki, kas neveic, nesako bhakti jogai, ka viņi saņems karmiskās reakcijas? Does it mean that everyone who doesn't perform bhakti yoga will get karmic reactions?
Jnanis can get some temporary relief from karma chakra.
Jāni var saņemt kādu īslaicīgu atbrīvu no karma čakras.
But because they have no attachment to Krishna,
bet dēļ tā, ka viņiem nav pietošanās Krishnam,
they only get a temporary relief from karma chakra.
Viņi saņem tikai īslaicīgu atbrīvu no karma čakras.
They try to become inactive and this way avoid karma.
Viņi cenšas būt neaktīvi un tādā veidā izvairīties no karmas.
Because they have not learned to act for Krishna, the innate tendency of the soul to always be active again brings them back to material activity.
Bet tā kā viņi nav mācījušies, kā darboties Krishnam, tad dēļ tā, ka dvēseles būtiskā būtība ir pastāvīgi darboties, dēļ šīs darbošanās viņi atkal atgriežas materiālajā pasaulē.
Aruhya Krishchena parangpadam tatā pachantyachau nādrita yushman angriyaha. Even after undergoing great penances and austerities to free themselves from karma chakra and enter into Brahman, these jnanis, they again fall down. Patanti adho, they fall down again.
Un pat pēc tam, kad viņi veikuši ir ārkārtīgi lielas askēzes un grēku nožēlošanas attīrīšanās procesu, un tas
so,
ir
viņi
tad viņi pēc tam vienalga atpakaļ krīt materiālajā pasaulē.
So their relief is only temporary.
Tāpēc viņi atbrīvi ir tikai laicīgi
izlaicīgi. So temporary relief means no relief, really.
Un izlaicīgi atbrīvi nozīmē patiesībā nav nekāds atbrīvs.
Therefore it is described vimukti maninas.
Tāpēc ir teikts,
it is liberation in the mind only.
Tāpēc ir, tā ir atbrīvi prātā vienīgi.
The only way that one can factually be liberated is by taking shelter of Krishna.
Vienīgais veids, kā var atbrīvoties, ir pieņemot patvērumu pie Krishna.
Questions more?
Vēl jautājumi.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All they do is minimize. They don't get free from it. They just minimize it. But it has to be translated.
Tie pieminētie jogi un jāni, kas mēģina atturēties no kādas darbības, viņi patiesībā vienalga veids darbību. Piemēram, viņi elpo. Pirmkārt, saka, jā, viņi it kā minimalizējuši tās darbības, bet viņi nevar atbrīvoties no darbības sakām.
Yes, even by their breathing they are getting karmic reaction.
Those who are like we take this, you know, demigods, death, getting the sunlight, getting the air that we breathe, we are indebted, so how can they be liberated?
Ok, Did you hear all the details?
Yeah. Okay. Tātad, pat sēžot, elpojot, staigājot, cilvēks darbojas un tādā veidā rada karmiskas reakcijas, un viņš vienmēr paliek parādā. Piemēram, mēs elpojam gaisu, vai mēs baudām saules gaisu, ko mums dod saules dievs, un tādā veidā mēs paliekam parādā un šīs karmiskas reakcijas.
Vai šī vēl?
That by breathing we use this air or sunlight which is given by the sun god so we are always indebted
That's a fact so it's not real they think they're liberated but they're not actually liberated from karma
chakra
because of their austerities they're allowed a little weekend pass into the Brahma Jyoti, you know,
Un visas tās askaisas, ko viņi veic, tā ir tāda ceļojums nedēļas nogalē uz Brahma Jyoti.
But they're not really freed from karma yet.
Bet viņi netiek atbrīvot no karmas.
Any other questions?
No jautājumu.
Man jautājums tāds, es dzirdēju no mūsu garīgo skolotāju lekcijām, kad cīm gadu apakaļ bija šeit kungs Čaitanja, kad jokas meditēja uz paramatni kaut kur alās. Tad viņi, pēc tam kungs Čaitanja aizgāja, kad viņi uzzināja, ka viņš ir pats dievs, uz kuru meditēja sirdī, ir bijis te, tad viņi tam uzvēja matus rāvārā. Kungs tepat ir bijis staigājis, un mēs kā muļķi sēdējuši esam malā. Mums jautājums ir, vai mums šeit pašlaik atrodoties kungs Čaitanja Hinanda, viņi var kaut kā izpausties caur apkārtējiem, kā mēs viņus redzam divi veidā, bet vai viņi var tā teikt ieiet cilvēkā, ir kurā tāds man
jautājums. Vai jautājums sākums nezirdē, vai kungs Čaitanja?
Es sāku stāstīt to.
Tik tālu. Jā, to es sapratu, bet jautājums, tad, kas sākās, mans jautājums ir.
Mans jautājums ir, vai tā kā mēs tagad dzīvēm.
Jā.
Tagad ne. Teiksim, es redzu kungs Čaitanja Hinanda kā dievības, jā, bet vai viņi var izpausties caur cilvēkiem apkārt?
Mhm. Five hundred years ago, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, I have heard in some lectures that at that time there were some yogis sitting in the caves and meditating on Paramatma. And when these yogis heard that God Himself was present, they
performing His pastimes.
Yeah, performing His pastimes, but
they were very upset.
They got very upset and said, "Wow, God Himself was here, and we didn't know about that, and we just were meditating on Paramatma." And the question is it possible that nowadays that we are here and we see Lord Chaitanya as a deity, is it possible that he performs he emanates himself or he performs himself through other living beings that we are sort of... Can Lord Chaitanya act through other living beings?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah,
all those who are surrendered devotees of Lord Chaitanya, he is acting through all of them.
Visi, kas ir nodavošies kungam Čaitanjam, caur visiem šiem paktāvā, kungs Čaitanja arī izpaušās. Darbojies.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Yes.
Pašā garīgās kalpošanas sākumā gribas ļoti būt labākajiem baktam, būt pašiem labākajiem baktam, bet kā iemācīties redzēt, ka cita baktas kalpošana ir labāka par manējo? The question is regarding Rajagun. So at the very beginning of the devotional service, a devotee strives to be the best devotee.
And but how to see that other devotees actually are serving better than I do?
This reminds me of an instruction I got from Prabhupada. I've previously explained that when I was a young devotee, I was serving in a distant temple that Prabhupada didn't visit. A very remote temple. Then I'd hear all these reports, well, this devotee is with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said this, and Prabhupada did that, and I'd hear all these stories. Especially I would hear devotees who got to be Prabhupada's personal servant and just stay with him constantly. I tell you, I was really envious. So I knew it's not, you're not supposed to be envious, you know. Krishna consciousness means free from envy. So I wrote Prabhupada and asked him, I have this problem, Prabhupada, I'm so envious of my god brothers who are there serving you. How can I get free from this envy, Srila
Prabhupada?
And I was surprised by his answer. He didn't tell me to get free from the envy. He told me how to transcendentalize my envy. He said, spiritual transcendental envy means that when you see that someone is pleasing Krishna more than you, you should try harder to please Krishna more than him so that Krishna will notice you also. So actually one should always try to excel in one's devotional service. But you should know how to really, really excel. That's the trick. Because actually that the most excellent of all devotees is the one who appreciates every single devotee's devotional service. So if you really want to excel and be the number one follower of Prabhupada's movement, you see. That means you should become a devotee of every single devotee of this movement. Always looking in each person what their wonderful qualities are that are so pleasing to Prabhupada.
Un jums jāredz, ka katrā cik brīnišķīgas īpašības viņam ir, kā tās iepriecina Prabhupādu.
Sometimes one may think about a devotee, yeah, this bad quality, that bad quality.
Dažkārt mēs domājam par bhaktām, šī sliktā īpašība, tā sliktā īpašība.
But here's the trick, how not to let your mind get carried away by negativity.
Bet lūk ir, kādā veidā mēs varam panākt to, ka mūsu prāts nepievērš negatīvi.
I apply this technique myself, it works really well.
Un es esmu pilotējis šo tehniku pats, un tā darbojas ļoti labi.
I think, how would Prabhupāda feel about this person?
Es domāju, kā Prabhupāda justos, ko viņš domā par šo cilvēku?
What would he think about this person?
Ko viņš domā par šo cilvēku?
Instead of trying to think with my own mind, you see.
Tā vietā, lai domāt ar savu prātu.
I try to see through the eyes of Prabhupada, how he would see this person. And then I think, well, in spite of that person's many, many faults, he has rendered great service to Srila Prabhupada's movement. And Srila Prabhupada is very, very much appreciating the wonderful service he has given to his movement. So this is the secret. The one who is most recognized by Krishna is that devotee who most recognizes the other devotees. So that's the way you can become number one. Any other question?
Neapzināti, kur noved neapzināta mantras klausīšanās un neapzināta prasādēšana.
Jā.
Kur noved neapzināta prasādēšana vai mantras klausīšanās? Where does unconscious listening to the holy names or unconscious prasadam eating leads to? If one unconsciously just eats prasadam or unconsciously listens to...
Many, many births.
Daudzām, daudzām dzimšanām.
It will take many, many lifetimes if you do it unconsciously.
Tas prasīs ļoti, ļoti daudzas dzīves, ja jūs darat, to darāt neapzināti.
One will make progress.
Jā, cilvēks var progresēt.
It will take many, many births.
Bet tas prasīs ļoti daudz dzimšanas.
To completely purify the consciousness.
Lai pilnībā attīrīt apziņu.
But if you will consciously take prasadam, that's why we have the prayer. You see? If you will consciously understand, this is the mercy of Krishna. And honor the prasadam. We don't eat, we honor. There's a difference. We don't eat prasadam, we honor prasadam.
Mēs neēdam prasadam, mēs godājam prasadam.
When Prabhupada would take prasadam, it was like a puja. It was meditation for him when he took prasadam. So don't just shovel it in your mouth, you know. It's an act of meditation. In this way, if you will consciously take prasadam, consciously chant, you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. So do that.
Bet tas iedarbojas arī uz apkārtiem, piemēram, mājdzīvniekiem, kuriem nav apziņas. Does it affect, let's say, my pet animals who don't have any consciousness, chanting and eating prasadam?
Yes, Prabhupada said if they feed the animal prasadam, they'll become a human being in their next life.
Prabhupada teica, ka, ja jūs dodat prasadam dzīvniekam, tad nākamajā dzīvē viņš saņem cilvēku ķermeni.
Nevar tā uzvēt.
Isn't it possible that from the animal's body to the spiritual world?
Only in very rare cases.
Ļoti retos gadījumos, vai ne, ļoti retos gadījumos tikai.
The rule is no. Bet, you have to be a human being to go back.
Bet visiem parasti ir jābūt visiem jāšķiet par cilvēku.
There are exceptions to the rule.
Bet ir izņēmumi šim likumam.
But that's not the general case.
Bet tas nav parasti gadījums.
There was that snake, remember? That snake in Krishna Lila? Garuda killed some snake. And he was taking it off to eat it, you know. And he was flying over the Ganga, and the snake's tail hit the Ganga. And the snake manifested a four-armed Vaikuntha form. So he was a snake who had just been killed by Garuda, and then he just by touching the tip of his dead body was touching the Ganga, and immediately he got liberated. Of course, being killed by Garuda, that's not an ordinary being killed. So yeah, there are exceptions, but it's not the rule. Yeah. Next question. Yeah.
сначала не слышал.
Мы допустим, вот мы ложимся спать, нам нужно принимать омовение. То есть это помогло. А простак, он будет сидеть, почему после него что-то распространяется? Не есть проблема.
Кавейс. Tad, kad mēs liekamies gulēt un ceļamies, tad mums ir jāiet dušā, jo mēs esam ceļamies no tumsības gums. Bet kāpēc pēc tam, kad mēs esam baudījuši prasādam, tā vieta ir skaitās netīra un tā, jā, tā vieta jāmazgā, jā? Jā, jā vai apgā. I can understand that when we go to bed and in the morning we have to take shower because we are contaminated by tamaguna, but why the place becomes contaminated after we honor prasadam? Why after honoring prasadam the place should be cleaned and or our clothing becomes contaminated? The place where it's set.
Well, the mouth is a very dirty thing. The mouth is involved with the eating process.
Mutē ļoti netīra vieta, un tā kā mutē ir iesaistīta visā šajā ēšanas procesā. Tāpēc.
Sometimes we've seen vijaris, they may pop a little maha through the air without touching and then they don't take bath. I've seen that sometimes.
Es esmu redzējis, kā vijari, piemēram, iemet mutē kādu ēdienu gabalīti pat nepieskaroties.
I'm not saying that should be a policy, but I've seen in vijari a very paka Brahman Vaishnava Pujari did that, he was little maha through the air and he did, without touching his mouth and he
nepieskaroties es esmu redzējis kā Pujari teiksim balta šādam nepieskaroties mutei bet es nesaku ka tā būtu jādara visiem ka tādam vajadzētu būt standartam
because the contact with the mouth is the contaminating fact
tāpēc ka kontakts ar muti padara vienkārši netīru.
The mouth is very dirty, actually, full of germs. Very, very contaminated. Questions more? Everyone satisfied now? Ready to let me go? No questions.
No.
Okay.
Jautājums par garīgo kalpošanu Rajagunā. Dažkārt tu kalpo un tu saproti, ka tu esi kaislības gunā, ka tu esi Rajagunā un vapros, ka ko? Kāds tam ir jautājums, kāds tam ir sekas? Vai ir sekas? If one feels that devotional service is done in Rajagunā, that in Rajas, so does it have any effects, or if it does?
You have to have some raja to do to be active.
Ir vajadzīgi noteikti raja guna, lai būtu aktīva.
But you have to combine that with sattva guna, with spiritual knowledge.
Bet tas ir jākombinē ar sattva guna, ar garīgajām zināšanām.
Enthusiasm has to be there.
Entuziasmam ir jābūt.
And knowledge has to also be there.
Un zināšanām arī ir jābūt.
If you will engage that, if there's only passion but there's no knowledge, then that's not very good. Then that passion will gradually degrade into ignorance. But if there is knowledge, you're seeing how this activity is being used for the pleasure of Krishna. And you will derive satisfaction from being of service to Krishna.
Un tas jums dos apmierinājumu no tā, ka jūs kalpojat Krishnam.
Then you will be solidly situated.
Un tādā veidā jūs būsiet stabils tajā procesā.
Otherwise, we may enjoy some activity, you see, for its own sake. But if we don't connect that with Krishna, then after some time that activity will become boring for us.
Bet ja mēs to nesasaistām ar Krishna šo darbību, tad pēc kādu laika tā kļūst mums garlaicīga.
So you have to offer it to Krishna, that's the point.
Tāpēc tā ir jāpiedāvā Krishnam, tādai videi.
Raja guna, activity offered for Krishna, that's very good.
Raja guna, aktivitāte piedāvāt Krishnam ir ļoti laba.
Prabhupada never wanted to become inactive people just sitting around meditating all day.
Prabhupada nekad nevēlējās, lai mēs būtu neaktīvi cilvēki, kas sēž un meditē cauri dienu.
He wanted us to become active like Hanuman and Arjuna. So we very much encourage all devotees to be very active engaged, very actively engaged. Work hard for Krishna. See, work hard, that's Raja, and for Krishna, that's Sattva. Work hard for Krishna.
Strādāt smagi Krishna.
That becomes perfect.
Tas padara to vispilnīgu.
It is called karma yoga.
Tā ir karma yoga.
Acting in Krishna consciousness.
Darbība Krishna sapziņā.
Anything else?
Vēl?
Jā.
Tāds jautājums. Es jums šorīt no paša rīta jūtu, ka man krājās tāds dusmas iekšējās. Un gal galā sanāca tā, ka vien dienā strādāju par šoferi, un tur pašvaldības policija jau izkāpa ārā, kur jau līmēt dienas, man pēdējā 2 mēnešu laikā salīmējuši arī tādās strīdīgās situācijās, un es jūtu, ka man tāds nu, pašas labākās domas viņiem bija, kas arī spontāni manifestēja vārdos, viņi nedzirdēja, bet neko labas ir nepties. Mans jautājums ir, teiksim, kā cilvēkam, kas vēlas kļūt kādreiz par vaišnavu, kas, teiksim, kad jau tas ir noticis, kā vaišnavas, kā viņam vajadzētu rīkoties, kādā jābūt meditācija, kad ir noticis.
Tad, kad tas...
Tā nevisai laba lieta, ka es vārdos sliku pateicu. Mm-hmm. Ja tam zinot, ka, nu, mums ir zināšanas darīgi, ka dodas, ka Krišņa visu iemas, tas ir celans, tā kā policija ir dažas sodas, tas, kad nu tā ir Krišņa.
Today I felt, it's a very early morning, I felt that there is a kind of anger in me, and that anger is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm working as a car driver, and the driving cars. And police stopped me today, and that anger manifested at that moment. It was good. So they didn't hear what I said, but I didn't say very nice words. So I said some bad words, expressed my thoughts about them. And what should I do as a person who is striving to become Vaishnava when something like that happens? What should I do later? How should I how should I see these manifestations of my anger, and what should I do with them later?
Well, once you've been angry, it's just all you can do is try to calm down. The easiest way to deal with that is to not be angry at the person. They are simply agents of your own past activities. They are delivering your karma, that's all. You did something in the past that was sinful, and therefore you got a reaction of being stopped by the police. You can't blame them for the unfortunate incident. You're the cause of what happened to you, not them. So to get angry at them is useless. You understand? Yeah. Yes?
You kāds no bhaktām ir kritiskā stāvoklī, kā mums lūgties, lai Krišna pagrina viņu dzīvi, lai ātrāk atbrīvo viņu no ciešanām. If a devotee is in a very hard situation, let's say a devotee is very ill, how should we pray for him? Should we pray Krishna to prolong his life, or should we pray that Krishna delivers him as soon as possible?
Well, the easiest way is to leave it up to Krishna to decide what is best.
Vislielākais atļaut Krishnam izlemt, kas ir labākais.
You can simply pray, my dear Lord Krishna, please bless this devotee with whatever will best facilitate his becoming a pure devotee as soon as possible.
Jums jālūdzās, mīļais Krishna, lūdzu svētīt šo baktu ar to, un ka nodrošina viņam tāvs apstākļus, kas visātrāk nodrošina viņa kļūšanu par tīru baktu.
Pray that they can be, see, leaving the body or staying in the body, that's not so important. The important thing is to develop pure bhakti.
Palikt ķermenī vai atstāt ķermenī, tas nav tik svarīgi. Svarīgi ir attīstīt tīru bhakti.
So if we just ask Krishna, please bless this soul that they can enter into the mood of pure bhakti, then Krishna will do whatever is best for that.
Krishna, dari visu labāko, kas ir nepieciešams tam, lai pēc iespējas ātrāk šis cilvēks ieiet tīru bhakti noskaņā.
They may need to stay here to learn some more lessons before they leave their body. Or maybe they're ready to go now. Leave that up to Krishna, he knows. So you don't know. But Krishna knows. So just leave it up to Krishna. My dear Lord, please bless this soul, they can become your pure devotee.
Atstāj to Krišnam. Mīrais Krišna izdara tā, svētī šo cilvēku, lai viņš kļūst par tīru Krišnas bhakti.
Whatever will best facilitate them.
Un tas, kas ir labs šim, lūdzu tam, to lūdzu nodrošina viņam.
Any other question?
Vēl jautājums?
Jā.
Vai mums attiecībā uz saviem radiniekiem būtu jālūdz, lai mūsu radinieki kļūst par Krišnas kalpiem, vai ir jāatstāj tas Krišnas pārziņā? Yeah? Should we pray for our relatives that they become the servants of Krishna, or should we leave it to Krishna?
Who are your relatives?
Kādi jūs radinieki?
My point, oh, let's put it this way, who are not your relatives? Every living entity throughout the totality of existence is your relative. Because we are all the children of Krishna. So, there is a nice verse in the Bhagavatam. In which one prays that that everyone can become Krishna conscious.
Kurā tiek lūgts, lai viens,
so yes, you must pray for your relative.
Jā, jums ir jālūdz par saviem radiniekiem.
All of your relatives.
Visiem saviem radiniekiem.
Not simply those who are related to your material body.
Ne tikai tiem, kas ir radinieki attiecībā uz jūsu materiālo
dzīvi. But you must pray for all of your relatives, those who are related with your spiritual being. You must pray for all of them.
Jums jālūdz par visiem tiem radiniekiem, kas saistīti ar jūsu garīgo būtību.
That they can all become liberated.
Vai viņi visi saņem atbrīvojumu.
That is Krishna consciousness.
Tā ir Krishna apziņa.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Yeah.
Ir teiks, ja nav sadarbības, tad nav Krišnas apziņas, bet ja mums ir kāda strīda, vai mēs nepiekrītam viens otram, vai tas nozīmē, ka mums nav Krišnas apziņa, vai tā ir daļēji Krišnas apziņa?
Not
actually strīdas,
but we don't
cooperate. Argument ir strīdēties.
ja mēs, ja mēs negribam sadarboties vai mums ir domstarpības. Ja. И тогда если так, значит ли это, что вопрос, значит ли это, что мы не в сознании Кришны или это частичное сознание?
Если мы не сотрудничаем, говорится, значит, у нас нет сознания Кришны, нет речи о сознании Кришны. Да. То есть наоборот, если взять, значит, если есть сознание Кришны, значит, мы должны сотрудничать. Но мы иногда не сотрудничаем. В чем Хорошо. Причина? То есть, может быть, у нас частично только сознание Кришны, а не полное.
It is said that there, without cooperation there is no Krishna consciousness, which means vice versa, if there is Krishna consciousness, there is cooperation. But if there is no cooperation, if sometimes we don't want to cooperate, or sometimes we disagree, yeah? We disagree, does it mean that our Krishna consciousness is partial, or what?
Disagreement is natural.
It
proves that we disagree sometimes proves that the Mayavadi philosophy is incorrect.
Tas, ka mums ir dažādi viedokļi, vai mēs nepiekritam viens otram, tas pierāda, ka Mayavadi filozofija nav pareiza.
I have my opinion, you have your opinion.
Man ir mans viedoklis, jums ir jūsu viedoklis.
That is natural thing.
Tas ir dabiski.
But we have to agree to serve Krishna together in spite of our differences of opinion.
Bet mums ir jāpiekrīt, kalpot Krišnam kopā, neraugoties uz to, ka mums ir dažādi viedokļi.
Difference in opinion, there is no harm.
Tas nav nekas traks, ja ir dažādi.
It means we are individuals.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūs esat personīgi.
But we, by Krishna consciousness means, in spite of our difference of opinion, we agree to work together cooperatively. That is Krishna consciousness.
Bet Krishna apziņa nozīmē, ka neraugoties uz to, ka mums ir dažādi viedokļi, mēs esam dažādas personības, mēs piekrītam sadarboties Krishna.
Questions more? Everyone's question well has run dry, I think.
Jautājumu aka ir sausa kļuvis, izskatās.
All right.
There is one question. Jautājums, vai mums vienmēr jāmeklē Krišna, vai Krišna atradīs mūs? Should we always seek Krishna, or Krishna will find us?
See or seek?
Seek.
Yes, you must always seek Krishna.
Jā, jums vienmēr jāmeklē Krishna.
That is how Krishna will reveal himself to you.
Tas ir tas, kādā veidā Krishna atklājas sevi jums.
You must be very eager to see Krishna.
Jums ir ļoti jālaksts redzēt Krishna.
And you should know the means of being able to see Krishna.
Un jums ir jāzin, kādā veidā jūs varat ļoti spējīgs redzēt Krishna.
Premanjana chodito bhakti valochanena santaksa daiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shamu shundaram achintya gunasva rupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. The devotees anoint their eyes with the salve of love of God.
Bhaktas, viņiem iezieš savas acis ar dievu mīlestību.
In this way, their hearts become purified.
Un tādā veidā viņu acis top tīras.
And they're able to see God within their heart.
Un viņi gūst iespēju redzēt Dievu sirdī.
And wherever they go, they can see God everywhere.
Un lai kur viņi dotos, viņi redz Dievu ik visur.
So you simply have to anoint your eyes with that prem anjana, the ointment of love of God.
Un jums ir jāiezieš savas acis ar šo premanjana, ar Dieva mīlestības ziedi.
You don't have to go seeking for God, because God is everywhere.
Jums nav jāiet jāmeklē Dievs, tāpēc, ka Dievs ir visur.
You simply have to purify your vision.
Jums vienkārši ir jātīra sava redze.
By applying the premanjana.
Ar premanjana palīdzību.
So, where do you get this premanjana?
Un kur jūs varat saņemt šo premanjana?
Which drugstore is selling it?
Kurā aptiekā to var nopirkt?
That is given by the bona fide spiritual master.
To dod paties garīgais skolotājs.
This ointment is applied through the ear.
Un šī ziede tiek, viņa iet caur ausīm.
By submissively hearing from the bona fide spiritual master,
pazemīgi un ar gatavību pildīt skolotāju norādījums,
the prem anjana will enter the consciousness and purify your vision.
Premanjana ieiet jūsu apziņā un attīri jūsu redzi.
So, actually, all you need to do is seek a bona fide spiritual master. And once you do that and you follow his instructions, then you will see God for sure.
Un tad, kad jūs izdarīsiet to un sakosiet skolotāju norādījumiem, jūs pilnīgi noteikti redzēsiet Dievu.
You simply have to faithfully serve these spiritual masters.
Jūs vienkārši ar lielu ticību jākalpo garīgiem skolotājiem.
And then you're seeing God is guaranteed.
Un tad, tas, ka jūs redzēsiet Dievu, tas tiek garantēts.
So, any other question?
Vēl jautājumi?
Yeah.
Jūs teicāt, ka pēc iespējas ātrāk jāpieņem garīgais skolotājs, bet ja ir vēlme pieņemt par garīgo skolotāju to, kurš tikai kas šobrīd nav inicējušais skolotājs, un par tādu varētu kļūt tikai pēc gadiem, tad kā darīt? Pieņemt patvērumu pieņemt skolotāju, kas ir garīgais skolotājs, vai gaidīt?
You mentioned that it is important to find and accept a spiritual master as soon as possible, but if one wants if one sees a devotee who is not initiating spiritual master yet, as a person that would be one's spiritual master in years, what should one do? Should one wait these years when the person, the devotee, becomes a spiritual master, or one should accept already initiating spiritual master?
Mm. So that person is will initiate, or will he definitely is going to initiate in the future, or he may or may not.
Vai ir pilnīgi noteikti, ka ka tas cilvēks nākotnē kļūs par iniciējušu skolotāju? No, it's an assumption. Tas ir pieņēmums tikai.
Like saying there's a very nice train here, but it may never leave the train station.
Tas apmēram tā, brīnišķīgs vilciens, bet iespējams, ka tas nekad neatstās šo staciju.
So you need to find a spiritual, you need to find someone who will actually can actually become will actually agree to take you as his disciple.
Jums jāatrod kādu, kurš ir gatavs pieņemt jūs kā skolnieku.
That other person can always be a siksha guru for you.
Un tas, tā otrs personība vienmēr var būt jūs siksha guru.
A great inspiration for your life.
Iedvesmotājs.
There are different types of gurus.
Ir dažādi veidi guru.
The guru who shows you the pathway, he is called Vartma Pradarshaka guru.
Ir Vartma Pradarshaka guru, tie guru, kas parādīja jums šo ceļu.
He's like that Vishnu Jana Swami. He is Vartma Pradarshaka guru for me.
Tā kā Vishnu Jana Swami man ir šādi veidi guru.
He is the one who brought me to Krishna consciousness.
Viņš atved mani uz Krishna sapziņu.
But I am disciple of Prabhupada.
Bet es esmu Prabhupada skolnieks.
So, you can maintain your guru-disciple feelings with that devotee, but you need to find someone who can actually will initiate you, take you.
It's an important thing. Guru-mācekļa attiecības ar šo baktu, bet jums jāatrod kāds, kas jums dod iniciāciju.
Life is short.
Dzīve ir īsa.
We can die at any time. You should become initiated. Don't wait for everyone.
Jums negaidiet.
Yeah. All right, then, one last question.
Pēdējais jautājums. Krišna redz, kad mēs esam gatavi, un tad viņš mums atsūta skolotāju. Tad jautājums ir kā, vai mums ir jālūdzās, vai Krišna mums atsūta skolotāju, vai mums tomēr ir jāmeklē skolotājs, bet tad mēs riskējam, ka mēs varētu aizmirst par Krišnu. In one of the prayers it is said that Krishna knows when we are ready for a spiritual master, and Krishna sends us a spiritual master when we are ready.
Does it mean that we should pray Krishna for sending us a spiritual master, or we should seek ourselves for a spiritual master? But
just you become serious to surrender to Krishna, and then everything will come automatically. When the devotee is serious that now I must fully surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will send the spiritual master to tell you, to guide the devotee how to do that. All right then. So we thank you very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Srimad Sankarshan Dasadhikari Ki Jai.